cat. When my back's against the wall, Jesus taught me how to pray in the middle of the night. In the middle of the night, when my back's against the wall, Jesus taught me how to pray in the middle of the night. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, O Lord, thy will be done, O Lord, hallowed be thy name. And if your conscience set you free, pray on. And if you have any enemies, pray on. If your conscience set you free, pray on. If you have any enemies, pray on.
Leave. Trinidad, Jamaican and Abidjan. Shacking in a room in Dong-Dong. No money to buy food to eat. They end up on the street. Suddenly they made a plan to eat in a restaurant. Trini like to boast, and he decide he gon' go in first. Yeah. He sat down on a soft seat. Now Trini ready to eat. Three courses of meal, rice, wine and plenty meat. When the Trini finish, up comes the waitress with a bill in she hand. Boy, Trini had a good plan. Yeah! I paid you already, and I wasn't feeling hungry. The waitress get confused, and his abuse. Didn't want no trouble. She start clearing the table. Please, mister, please. She asked the trainee to leave. Please, mister, please. She begged the trainee to leave. Go! The Bajan went inside after. For a bigger dinner. He was hungry to death, I tell you. The man start to sweat. Not a cent in his pocket, but he dressed in tie and jacket with a similar plan. A typical smart Bajan. Yeah. He sat down in a corner for the waitress to take his order. Three courses of meal, flying fish, cuckoo and coheel. He was so licorice and said he did not enjoy the dish. When the waitress hand him the bill, the Bajan start vomit. And if you hear him, I paid you before. As the Bajan bent to the floor, the manager come to question. Calm down the Bajan. But first the Bajan smart, he explode with a big fart. The manager didn't want no show, so he asked the Bajan to go. Boy, the place start to smell for so. They tell the Bajan to go. Jamaican went inside last, in a haste to eat real fast. The best restaurant in town, he went straight and sit down. Before he gave his order, the waitress gave him a lecture. I've been having all kinds of problems, from you kind and two of your friends. Listen! The Jamaican began to fret. Then he lit up a cigarette. Order an expensive meal. Two red snapper, saltfish and ackee. Bring me plenty food. I don't want to behave rude. The waitress say, all you're eating, I don't want to pay. This been happening all day. Before the Jamaican finish, up comes the waitress. Afraid of not getting money, she come to collect early. But the youth man had that new plan. A rough tough rasta man. Before I step out of range, boss me want me change. Before I step out of range, boss give me change.
Ulrich Kent Merchant was born in San Fernando, Trinidad on September 28, 1946. He is the son of Ezekiel and Lottie Merchant. He grew up on Long Circular Road. As a young man, along with his brothers, he learned his trade as a welder from his father, Ezekiel, who was a well-known master welder. All of the Merchant brothers, in fact, arrived in Canada, fully trained as working in construction. They worked throughout Canada and the U.S. in the construction industry. On September 29, 1964, Kent left Trinidad and Tobago with $500 from his father and arrived in Montreal to an older brother. He started out as a comedian. Then he turned his hand at DJing. And of course, he owned a record store on Queen Mary Road. The days of love in the 70s, the real heyday of Montreal, the times of brotherly love. He owned a huge Cadillac with a big heart on it. And so it was no wonder his DJing name, he chose The Love Man. As a DJ, he won a competition. And according to community lore, Jamaican people used to call their sets, hi-fis, or disco. But Kent was cool with The Love Man. Invariably, he is now known as Love Man Kent. Kent was one of those individuals who followed his elder brother into the calypso art form. And in the high point of the art form's reign in Montreal, he went on to compete in numerous competitions in Montreal, Ottawa, and Toronto. Out of his many competitions, he won one. A consummate performer, it was not unusual for him to be the most immaculately dressed, his dominant color often being red. He was fastidious with his clothes and his appearance. Pants with the sharpest of seams, a well-pressed shirt, a hat, and in later days, for sure, the latest shades. And of course, the crisis of shoes, whether it were stylish running shoes or leather shoes, color no object. Kent Merchant, lovingly known as Love Man Kent, is survived by Eddie, Carl, Kent. No, he's Kent. Anne. His offsprings, Natasha Merchant, Nicole Merchant, Kendra McCain, Nicolette McCain. Grandchildrens can include Jamal, Cordell, Jerome, Devonta, Anastasia, and I hope I'm pronouncing this correctly, Jayla. He is predeceased by his brother Lord, and I believe it is Earl. Rest in peace, beloved. That was a moment of silence for Kent, who died sometime between 3:30 and 4 p.m. this past Wednesday. For those of you who have been tuning into many of the broadcasters around the city, There have been numerous tributes because indeed he was a lover man. Angel, you here?
Flop, 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 flop. Good afternoon, Montreal. Good afternoon. Well, I must say, so listen to Security 90.3 affirm that we play the oldies, old reggae, soca, soul, disco, funk, R&B, and a lot of old reggae. Sister P already do the introduction. We also have DJ Storm. And for those who listening, and for those who first tuning in, we are doing a tribute to love man Kent Merchant. This is one of our finest friend. We talking about Ken and I going back more than 25 years because I've been in Montreal for about 30 years. So we go back a real, real long way, especially when we realize that we were related in laws because his cousin, Trevor Johnson, married to one of my cousins. And that's how Kent and I get really close. That's how we start off. That's how we start off and to the last day. You know, last week when we were talking about Kenny G, Kenny J, or I say G, I don't know, Mr. Stretch, but I've taken a page from your book, boy, Kenny J. You never thought, listen, life is biter in your butt. We never would have think we'd be doing a tribute for Love Man Kent the next week, which is today. It couldn't, I don't know. And this is what does make it really, really hard.
It's hard. I mean,
it's hard when you know, when you just, like we talk all the time. We listen, Ken Dai, he dropped music when I wanted for the Parang show we did for him. And he came and he dropped the music, but he put it in the wrong box, wrong door, wrong address. He called me and he told me, where's your address? Right? And we saw back and forth. And boy, listen.
I want to see.
Family, friends, those who know love, man. No, boy, to swallow this one is a big swallow. I mean, we lose people, right? In the past 30 years I've been here, a lot of people we lose, right? I mean, some of them sudden, some sickly. But something with this one, boy, this one kind of have me wondering, what really, you know?
Since my mom passed, I had a conversation with a good girlfriend. And it's from that point where she said to me that we need to really relook at our relationship with death. And she said to me that they are in just another realm. They are here. They are an energy. They are a spirit. And for those of us in faith, that was part of the plan. So whilst I'm not gone, I'm not happy that he is dead, I can say, when Stretch was playing that wonderful song, which is our go-to when we get confused in the midst of it all, "It Is Well With Our Soul," I was okay because I know he left here in, if you will, despite the way that he left, in good health. He did not get sick and shrivel down and back and forth to hospital and all of that. He was happy. The conversations he had with friends, he was doing what he loved. He was with the people he loved. I'm sending out special love to Lynette and Kelvin, 610. And it is so. And so today, although right now we're a little somber, we're going to celebrate his life with music. Enough music.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, it's all about celebration of life. It's,
right?
It's all about celebration.
And
if you look at from his birthday in September, he been celebrated.
Oh, because yes.
Remember when he had his birthday, we did a tribute here for his birthday on Boom Boom Time. And, mm-hmm. and also the sister radio station, CJLO, because we have that connection with him. And then after that.
But wait. Before that, in September, he was at the Smurfette, said him tear dong Burgundy Festival.
Exactly.
In Little Burgundy.
Right. So you see.
Anybody with videos, please send them.
He been on a roll. And then after the September was Storm.
Storm's birthday.
Yes, when he came out. And October 16th. Nobody ain't bringing me up this besides Storm. So he had a platform there also. And then when you fast forward it, he was on Stretch.
Yeah.
Right? And then he was on 610 doing a whole live show with mm-hmm. 610. And also Master J, he did something with Master J also. So he can't be from September. He been on
living his best life.
No, seriously.
You know, living been, his best life.
Yes, and he been out there. So, and a lot of people that know Love Man Kent, when he and I hit the stage, the first thing he just see me when he going to perform, and he see me, he say, hey, you bring the iron? I say, yeah. He say, all right, we mashing up. And this is what, you know, even the day when we mash up in La Salle, when MCSO had that thing, and we mash up with the iron, with Sampa Lou. Even Sampa Lou came on Christmas.
That's right. That's right. Well, he was in the park. This, can't forget that, in the summer.
Yes.
He was with MCSO outside. Right, and he was there. Well, listen to me now.
No, we had, man, listen, man. We
lived
had,
his we, best
yes,
life.
Yes, 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 yes.
From maybe, we could say August, man, all the way down.
Thank you.
And for that, we had a good time.
Yes, we have to. We have to enjoy. You have to celebrate this guy's life, man.
I have something here to read.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure I'm not doing there's only one person I'm talking to today because I feel talked out. Yesterday was emotionally heavy. Uh-huh. I do have to send apologies out to listeners who tried to get on the live. Zoom is something that allows for a prescribed number of people. So it is not that we were not letting people in. And to understand what we did, the engineer of the Zoom was in La Salle. I was in one part of the West Island, and Stretch was broadcasting in another part of West Island. And when you hit the number, and I'm not accurate, this particular one, my apologies, could have been a Zoom for 100 people. And at one point we were 90 something. So it's not that we weren't letting people in because we didn't like the names that we saw or anything, but we hit the maximum number permissible. I am going to read this. There are people who have texted me and I will read them throughout the show because it's really about the music today.
Yeah.
There is a little person whose eyes since Thursday has been reams of tears. And I remember somebody died last year. And the advice then was, you just got to move on, move along. And I know that she, her heart is broken. But I must tell my beloved daughter, Storm, his very good friend, and there was a purpose in his life. He is the first person bring her on stage to dance at Kent Park. And anytime Kent on stage, she on stage. You see tall boots?
Tall boots, boy. Hey. Tall boots.
Okay. You had the honor of bringing him on stage for his last big show in Montreal that now could be witnessed and watched around the world. For those to enjoy, that's a part of his legacy.
Exactly.
When you're an artist, you leave back your music. And there's tons of music. A lot of the music we heard today are music that no one else has. He sent them, apparently. And we're going to play them.
Yeah. And that was an amazing thing, too, because knowing he, you know, when he brought the CDs for me, he brought in music not knowing, well, hey, I leave this in your hand, Angel, you know. And, of course, the music will be heard and it will be always, played. always be played.
So the little person I want to bring in, he's sidekick, your buddy, your good bonononononos friend. And she's taking it hard. So if those of you could send her messages to help her out. This is DJ Storm. Storm? How you doing, girl?
I mean, it's quite hard. It's quite painful for me.
Okay.
It's hard. And it's just... And he was more than a friend to me. He was more than a friend.
Mm-hmm.
He was like a, I don't know how to put the word.
Alrighty.
I don't know how to put the word.
But we're going to play music and you're going to dance up today to Tall Boots?
He was amazing. He was like a I can't say uncle. He was like a brother to me.
A big, big brother.
He was so special, and it's hard. I just want to say thank you to everyone who's been sending condolences to me.
Okay.
And to his family. I'm sorry, but today just...
You have anything you want to say to his children?
I just want to say condolences. And I love you all.
Thank you. Given the COVID restrictions, a private funeral will be held. However, the Zoom link, as soon as we get it, we'll be passing it along. And I'm going to try to see where we can post it so that... we will have that information, but for sure, we will send it out. This, the Skerritt and Smith O'Neill families would like to extend their most deepest sympathies to Love Man Kent's family. It's hard to believe that we can no longer look forward to their morning prayers, text from their friend. We are truly saddened to learn about his passing, and this comes with much love, Norma Smith O'Neill and family, Cecilia Yaba and the Skerritt family. And right about now, we have a special person who we want to bring on, okay? And let's do this right now because, oh boy, we are so pleased that this person could be with us. Sister Bev, are you there?
Hello.
Hello, Sister Bev.
Hello.
Hi.
Sister Bev, well-known Caribbean gospel, fantastic woman from the land of Trinidad and Tobago, is going to sing today for us. So, my girl, what you have in store,
yes,
that
ma'am,
can soothe us, because we need that special healing.
Okay, well, I let me say a special good afternoon to the unseen guests, which I know Christ is in the midst of everything.
Yeah.
And a special good afternoon to the host and to all those that are listening under the sound of my voice. It's indeed a pleasure and an honor for me to be on this platform this afternoon, giving honor where it is due. You know, we come together to serenade the fact that we knew somebody and he did something or the other, touched each and every one of us in some way or the other, in some profound way he did. And it's truly a blessing. I know he will be truly missed. And, you know, I just pray that he made his pathway cleared with the Almighty, that, you know, that we can meet one good day. So I am striving to do what I has to do so that if he's there, I'm going to get there also. And we can meet and commune under one spirit. So this evening, my daughter is accompanying me on the piano, and I'm going to do a little number for you. And I pray, God, that it blesses somebody in some way or the other, and it can touch some soul. And, you know, if something needs to be reiterated in some way or the other where we are, because we know that we all are striving for that perfection. We all want to see that kingdom place, and I know that, you know, some of us have flaws and some of us may have not, but we all sin and fall short of the glory of God. So, you know, we're preparing for that time. So, you know, I'm going to do a nice number. I pray, go ahead, you know, you hear it good enough that, you know, and I do justice to what is being done. A song by Lionel Richie, which is called Father. This song, Kent had loved this song so much. So I'm about to do this song for him. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Wonderful. So here we go.
I wanna praise your name. I gotta lift up, lift up, lift up, lift up his praise. Father, help your children. Don't let them fall by the side of the road. Teach them to love one another. Heaven might find hope in our hearts. 'Cause Jesus is alive.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Have mercy. Hold on. The phone. Have mercy. The phone dead, just like a knit. Oh, God.
I'm crying.
Oh, I'm so upset. Oh, Wayne, come put on some music, okay? Take two, Montreal. Oh, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy. Hey, Satan, get behind. You're not stopping our flow today.
You don't want to be a loser. You want to be a winner. So be a winner now.
Through this journey of life, I behold so many things. So much ins and outs, so much ups and downs, and the consequences it brings. Yes, I've seen mothers fighting daughters. Yes, I've seen fathers against son. While the technocrat and aristocrat still competing for number one. As the financial giants crumble in their quest for fortune and fame, they're telling the poor man to be humble in this game.
big game. So tell me what part you're playing in this game of life. Tell me who you're worshiping in this game of life.
Are you part of the problem
in this game of life?
Thank you so much, Immensely Pat. You know, I would always remember.
So the
Kent,
thank you is
yes,
yours.
Touched me in a way that I know that words cannot express the gratitude that I have in sharing this moment, the moment with him, and this time space that God has granted us. It was truly a privilege, and I will miss him. But I know that, you know, regardless of however it may be, like I said, I pray God that he made his call an elect call, that one good day we would be able to meet and be by and by with each other. So thank you for your listening here this afternoon. God's blessing to each and everyone. And let us live and love and have peace with ourselves so that we can have peace with God. Amen?
Amen. One thing before I let you go.
Mm-hmm.
You have become such a large part of this Caribbean community, not only the Trinidadian community, but the entire Caribbean community. And I give thanks for that day Johnny Cool brought the CD, and then you came, and then Nato had you, and you come back again. You happen to have been in town for the Mother Moses's anniversary or her memorial.
Yes, yes,
and every time you come, you leave us with something. But I know that I believe that he made it right with his gods, because there is a large amount of people every morning receive prayers from him.
Yes, yes, yes. And you know, funny, I and him had so many conversations, and mainly our conversation would be early on a Sunday morning around after 8. And we would talk until around 12.
and all our conversation was on the word of God, you know. I know for a fact, I'm not fencing this in any way. I know for a fact he had certain things he was preparing spiritually within himself, and we spoke about that. And at the end of the day, you know, we verbally speak with each other on things that, you know, that we want happen and we want to see and we expecting. But then, you know, words come freely from our mouths, you know. But with the meditation of our heart, I pray that he made that pathway clear in that era. Because, you know, sometimes we say things, and I'm not saying that he did that, but I know that in the time that we spent in our conversation on spiritual talks and whatever the case may be, he was actually preparing himself. So this, for me, I know it's a loss. I honestly know that. I know that this is a deep loss, not only for me, but for many others. But you know what I say? Some people come in our lives for a reason, and some comes for a season. And the season and the purpose is always a ripening and unfolding daily. Nobody knows the power of death. Nobody knows where the arrow is being pointed at. So that's why it's important and it's imperative that we live good. We love each other. And when we speak love, we mean love. I knew Ken a very long while. He did music home here by me in my in times going by in the studio. And that's how we built our bond. And when I heard he died, I said, I have my name on the bedroom door there by him. So I'll have to take down my name now because I can't go there again.
Hey.
He was very receiving to me whenever I come, and to take me around and to take me here and there and whatever the case. And so I can not only just build this commune way with us, we built it like a real family unit because he shared many moments with me.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Before you go,
mm-hmm.
You know I'm begging you for a little bit of Move, Satan, Move. Let me pass. And Storm is here. Storm is crying, but I know Storm would love to hear it. Storm, do you want to hear Auntie Bev sing? Talk to Auntie Bev.
Hi, honey.
Hi.
I'm not hearing you.
Hi.
I know you can talk better than that. Hi, honey.
Hi.
How you doing?
I am heartbroken because my cat died, and I'm sad, but...
I know. And you know, it's so sad that, you know, and it's so funny. He really loved you. So feel happy for him. He's in no more pain, no more sorrow, no more anything. So, you know, you have to feel happy because he's with his father. In heaven.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
I want you to remember that. So hear my little Sankey. If you don't see me, don't come searching. And if you don't find me, yes, I'll be gone. And if you don't hear from me, don't come rapping on my door. I'll be gone in the twinkling of an eye. Oh. If you don't see me, don't come searching. And if you don't find me, I'll be gone. And if you don't hear from me, knocking at my door, I'll be gone in a twinkling of an eye. Oh, move, Satan, move, let me pass, move, let me pass. Move, Satan, move, let me pass.
Yeah.
Bound for Jerusalem.
Bound for Jerusalem. Bound for Jerusalem. Bound for Jerusalem. Let's call all aboard.
Come on, boy.
The moment that you start to sing, you make me I know that when anytime I hear you sing, I love it. It's like you become my favorite now. You become my girl.
I love you, my baby. I love you. I look at you online. I look at all your progress. And I know God is truly a blessing in your life. You just keep doing what you are. Stay as sweet as you are. And don't let nobody steal that joy from you.
Thank you.
All those that are listening under the sound of my voice, I love you all. God bless you all. And please, I beg of thee, let us learn to love each other and love each other with the agape love, with sincere love. Because the time will come when we too will depart from here and we will be no more. And let our records be as straight and good records so that somebody else can hear something and emulate on that and change something in their lives. That's the purpose. That's the reason why we have death. Because when you have death, there's always a testimony of life. And if there's something that we need to checkpoint and something that we need to reiterate in order to make it right, this is where our testimony comes in. Kent had a good testimony. So I pray, God, that somebody would be able to reiterate something and take something from him and try and fix something that needs to be, that is broken or need to be fixed.
Thank you.
Okay, my darling.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yep.
I feel good now. Like,